by working. Now challenge each other.
We want a fight for the
world.
Let's go.
He plays the maze, baby. Let's get him.
Mom, put your hands out.
60 minutes.
Go, man.
60 plus minutes.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the NovaCare Complex. I'm Dave Spadaro. It's Eagles Live on this Wednesday here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Great show for you. A great week ahead. The beginning of the NFC East schedule. The Giants coming to Lincoln Financial Field to open the 2011 season here in Philadelphia. So we've got a lot to talk about. Obviously, top of the list is the condition of quarterback Michael Vick. Eagles have been mum about it these last couple of days. And we'll find out a little bit more when Andy Reid meets the media at about 11:40. He will update Michael Vick's status, which is still in question. Will he practice today? Will he practice enough this week to play against the Giants on Sunday? And those New York football Giants sure are talking tough. We'll show you what Antrell Roll has to say in just a little bit. And fans, we have this alert for you that we're going to be reminding you the entire week. Arrive early for the home opener. It is NFL policy. Now, it is a full pat-down at stadiums. Security measures are being taken. It's happened in NFL cities across this league for the first 2 weeks. So arrive. Cannot emphasize this enough. Arrive early, early, early. There's plenty of things going on before the game, and we'll get to that as well. If you plan to get there at 5 of 1, you will not get in for the opening kickoff. We invite you to tune in to Eagles Nightly tonight at 7 o'clock. Great show for you today. I'm Dave Spadaro. We take your phone calls, your predictions. We'll go into the locker room. We'll hear from Andy Reid. We'll hear from the entire Eagles team here. We'll hear from Tom Coughlin, perhaps, as well. First, though, after break, we're going to hear from the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, Merrill Reese, who finally, 3 weeks into the season, gets a chance to broadcast a football game that's played in the outdoors. You cannot imagine how excited this man is for an outdoor football game in 2011. Merrill Reese coming up here on Eagles Live. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
This aisle isn't big enough for two zeros.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Is that all you got?
I'm up to my knees in zero calories. Pepsi to the max, so let's drink all of these.
Snoop!
Pepsi Max. Too much taste to be called a zero.
Saving for our child's college fund was getting expensive.
Yes, it was. So to save some money, we taught our 5-year-old how to dunk.
Scholarship. Honey, go get him.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Join us every night at 7 o'clock for 30 minutes of the latest Eagles news, notes, and anecdotes right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We call it Eagles Nightly, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock.
She's even more beautiful now. Are you me? Quite a while from now. So, how'd I do? You did great. But don't forget about us. We still need financial advice. We have to protect and grow our money. You never know what's around the corner, Grandpa.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
Dave Spadaro with the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. To my left, Merrill, good morning to you, first of all. How are you?
I'm well.
You're recovered from Atlanta?
I have kind of recovered.
This job is a great job. We love it. But when you get back home at 4:30 on a Monday morning and turn right around and get to work, it does wear on you for a couple of days.
You know, I'm okay on Monday. It's Tuesday. It's the day and the day and a half after that, you just drag a little bit. And it's not as bad after a win. Yeah. But when you lose, it just is so tough to get going.
And it was a tough loss, Merrill. It was at 31-21, I felt very good about where the Eagles were. What do you take out of that game?
That the defense needs help. That you can talk about Michael Vick going out and whether or not Andy should have been less conservative with Mike Kafka. But what it boils down to is I don't care who the quarterback is. And I honestly thought that if you're using a quarterback for the first time in an NFL game and you have a 10-point lead, why not be a little bit conservative? Mm-hmm. I think Andy was unduly harsh on himself. That being said, it was up to the defense. This is the time where the defense just has to shut down the opponent. And I thought that the number one play was the one you looked at right there when they let an elephant run loose for 61 yards.
Yeah, and the Eagles' defense to that point had done a very good job on Turner. And at times dominating. Merrill, how does this team get to the level of 60 minutes of the kind of football that Andy Reid wants to see?
Not make mental mistakes. Just dig in and play better, more physical football. They have to do something about the passes to the tight ends. That was a problem.
What do you do, though?
Year.
We've been talking about this for 7 years.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's got to be better individual play.
Yeah, it's a matchup thing, right?
Yeah. You can't. I mean, Tony Gonzalez is one of the great tight ends of all time. But you've got to hit him. You can't let him catch the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it behooves the safeties and linebackers to step up. I think that once Nate Allen gets back in the lineup on a full-time basis, and that isn't to criticize Jarrett Page, who's done a good job filling in, but he's not Nate Allen. Nate Allen is an ascending star in this league.
Merrill, I actually got the sense, hearing Andy on Monday, that maybe Nate Allen will start to play a little bit more, that patellar tendon injury is coming around. Do you get that sense as well?
I do, and I get it from speaking with Nate, mm-hmm. who feels better all the time, and Nate will tell you that it's as much mental as physical. When you're coming off of a very serious injury, like a patella tear in his case, or an ACL, you're worried about going all out, that you're going to re-injure it. And once you get past that, I think you can play the way that you're capable of playing.
Merrill, middle linebacker, are you concerned?
Yeah, I am. And I'd have to be. I'd have to have my head in the sand not to be, because there's no doubt I'm not somebody who likes to bash Casey Matthews, who I think is a bright young football player and has good instincts. But he is a rookie, and he has been manhandled over the past couple of weeks.
Okay, Eagles offense, what do you think happens at quarterback? Give me the chronology of Michael Vick's week.
I am hopeful that he plays, as are all of you, but I don't know. I was very optimistic when I heard Rick Burkholder say that Michael felt fine on the plane, but that they have to go through a procedure. I don't know where they are. Like all of you will find out in a couple of minutes where they are in that process. If there's any way that Michael Vick can play without the fear of a more serious concussive injury, he will play. But we'll wait and see. And if he can't play, I think they go to Mike Kafka.
Instead of Vince Young. Even if Young's healthy. Why?
Because Vince Young hasn't practiced in 3 weeks. And because Mike Kafka has the offense down, and he came in and did a very good job, and I think that he is more prepared to run this offense right now than Vince Young. Not the physical talent that Vince Young is, but just more familiar with the offense. And I think he can handle it. I think he can beat the New York Giants.
Yeah, let's talk about the Giants, Merrill. I watched them on Monday night.
Do you disagree, by the way?
Yeah, I think Vince Young would be the quarterback.
Do you?
I just think that you paid $4 million, $5 million for Vince Young.
And I will agree
with
you.
In this role.
I would agree with you if we were 2 weeks down the road and Vince Young had a couple of practice weeks behind him.
Mm-hmm.
Because I noticed when you raised your eyebrows when I said I think that Mike Kafka would get the call. And, I mean, you are the insider.
I do agree that I think Michael Vick will play.
Okay.
I am not sure that he will practice today.
And I don't think that matters. I don't think it matters if Michael Vick doesn't practice till Saturday.
Yeah, I do think that he will. I think Michael will be the quarterback, but that's just me maybe being optimistic, maybe kind of reading the tea leaves around here and understanding how it works with the reports of the concussion.
Right.
So I certainly hope Michael Vick plays.
But you're saying if he doesn't, you would bet on Vince Young.
If he's completely healthy. Now, he may not be completely healthy, in which case, obviously, Mike Cash would be the guy.
He may be healthy enough to practice. And he may be healthy enough to go out there.
Right. He practiced last week.
In a limited way.
In a limited way.
Okay. So you're saying that if he can practice...
Then he would be my choice.
Okay.
But Andy Reid, I don't know.
See, I think...
You think Andy Reid would go with Kafka?
I think he would go with Kafka because Kafka has run the offense for the last 3 weeks.
My cautionary tale is this.
What?
Many quarterbacks have come in during the course of a game in a pinch-hitting role and have done very well.
Mm-hmm.
And then with a week of preparation for the defense to get ready for that quarterback, they have gone out and struggled miserably.
But they can't just spend their week preparing for Mike Kafka. The Giants have first and foremost got to prepare for Michael Vick.
Yeah.
That's their total emphasis. And as far as Mike Kafka does, he doesn't do anything unusual to prepare for. I mean, he's not going to be the elusive quarterback that Michael Vick is. He's not going to have the gun that Michael Vick has. So I don't know... Do the Eagles play
the cat and mouse game here?
Sure.
Do the Eagles play the mystery game here and not allow the Giants to make preparations?
They do that all the time. They do that every team does that all the time. They would like to give their opponents as much to prepare for as humanly possible.
Okay. The Giants, Merrill, Monday night, I thought they were terrible. I really did. At times offensively, and the Rams, a fumbled punt, this play. I wonder where the Giants would have been without those gifts. They just didn't look good at all, Merrill.
They didn't, but they won. And
yeah,
that's what Eli Manning is all about, yeah. Dave. He is not Peyton Manning. He is not Tom Brady. But you know what he is? He's a tough guy who hangs in there and comes back from adversity and in many cases is still around to beat you at the end. Now, I know that the Eagles have beaten them 6 consecutive times, and that's great. But I still remember a game where the Eagles had them crushed, them beaten.
Yeah, and that was the game Javon Kurse was injured.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that was the game where Trent Cole, as a rookie, had a late hit, a personal foul that put them in position to throw the game-winning touchdown pass to Plaxico Burress.
Yeah. What was it? It was a horrible game, Merrill. Do you think that there will be any impact from December's win in this one? First time the teams have met since that miracle game in the Meadowlands?
In the sense that the Giants are motivated to the nth degree because that one still hurts. And you go back to the one before that. The Eagles won that
down here. The
final minute. Shady McCoy running 50 yards.
Eli Manning had the fumble.
Yep. So, sure. I think it helped Atlanta, the fact that they had lost to the Bears and they were a team playing desperation football. So there's always a little bit of that that goes into a game, but a few minutes into the game after a few hits and the ball changes hands a couple of times, it's let's go down and play football.
To me, the thing about the Giants, it's always interesting. No matter how they've looked prior to this, when they play the Eagles, they move the football, and that pass rush is really, really devastating if you allow it to be. So to me, I go into this game and I think the Eagles' defense – you got to stop the run. I mean, not stop the run 80% of the time. You got to be there, be ready for every snap of the football against Bradshaw and Jacobs, two power backs.
Well, and they are a power running team, and they are a team that is hurting at wide receiver because Hickson is now injured.
Manningham has the concussion.
Manningham has a concussion, and not that he's any great shakes because he really has. He drops a lot of things. But I don't think that... Hakeem Nicks is in great shape.
Yeah. I just think the Giants have a scheme that works against the Eagles. They moved the football, Merrill. They moved it down here. They moved it up in the Giants. That first half when Nate Allen was injured against the Giants was the worst first half I think I've seen the Eagles play in Andy Reid's time here.
Yeah. I remember at one point saying that the Giants, it was the Giants 17, the Eagles were still at their hotel.
Yeah. I expect this to be just a fantastic football game on Sunday, and the Giants are going to come here, and they're going to be a, a really formidable opponent.
They're tough. They're always tough. When's the last time you? Well, there have been a couple of times, but mostly Eagles Giants meetings are wars,
yeah.
And I don't expect this to be any less.
Well, Merrill, congratulations! You finally made it to the outdoors.
Isn't that wonderful that we are out of domedom for the year?
For the year,
there are no more domed stadiums on the Eagles.
Now, if we could get rid of artificial turf, I'd be happy.
Good.
I love the natural grass and the feel and the smell and the grass stains.
As a famous baseball player once said, if a horse can't eat it, you don't want to play on it.
You feeling good about the Eagles, Merle?
I do.
Okay.
I do. I mean, that isn't to say that they don't have problems.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt they would have problems. I didn't think that this team was going to run the table. I didn't see this team as being 16-0 or 15-1 or 14-2. I felt that this is a team that's going to have weeks where you say, wow, and weeks where you say, oh, my goodness, where are they going, until mid-November, at which point they would start to really come together and take it into the stretch and be the kind of team you want them to be for the playoffs. Right now, there are still areas of absolute concern, but I have enough faith in Andy Reid and the organization that they will address these and bolster them.
All right, Merle Reese, enjoy Sunday.
I will. You can bet I will.
Thank you very much for joining us here in studio. And have a great day.
It's my pleasure.
Merrill Reese in our Xfinity studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, Better Banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, online banking with bill pay, and the flexible options you need to help make the pieces of your life or your business fit together a little better. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking.
Turn left. You have arrived.
Sweet belt. E-reader for textbooks. GPS, HD video cam for lectures, gamepad. Have you ever considered this? It's got all that and more than 200,000 apps.
Technology to learn and play on the go, only at Verizon. Buy one Droid 3 by Motorola, the thinnest full QWERTY smartphone ever for $199.99 and get another one free.
Healthy green tea, tasty black tea, real sugar. That's what makes Snapple extraordinary. Not this.
Healthy green tea, tasty black tea, real sugar.
What'd he say?
No idea.
Snapple. Made from the best stuff on Earth.
40 years. 14,610 days. 1.2 billion seconds of Gatorade science, passion, and evolution. All for the 1 second you needed. The G-Series. Prime. Perform. Recover.
Beaky, I've been wondering.
Yes, sweet?
How can you eat ice cream every day and still fly?
Simple. It's not ice cream.
Sweet, sweet. What?
It's frozen yogurt from Turkey Hill Dairy. It's enriched with calcium and vitamin D for stronger wings. Try some.
Mmm, it's delicious. I'm going to get some for myself. Gotta fly.
Turkey Hill Dairy's frozen yogurt and light recipe ice cream. Enriched, timeless goodness imported from Lancaster County.
And we're back. Dave Spadaro with you. Carl in D.C. joins us here on Eagles Live. Hey, Carl, how are you?
Hey, Dave, how's it going?
It's going great, thanks. How are you?
Getting better after Sunday.
Yeah,
but,
I know.
You know, this season is a marathon, not a sprint. Yeah, we're going to have bad games, but the defense did show that they can stop the run. So I think the tools are there. They just have to get a little more aligned. What scares me a little bit is it seems like Atlanta went after the middle of the field.
Sure.
You know, and that's where we're exposed.
I think every team's going to go after the middle of the field. I thought the Rams did as well.
Yeah, exactly. But I was thrilled to see Steve Smith play Sunday, so I'm hoping his role is going to expand.
Yes.
But, you know, if everybody's going nuts, you know, Casey Matthews is a rookie, he's making rookie mistakes. Yeah, we knew he would. But, you know, they have to get better at techniques, because who else are they going to put, you know, in a linebacking core?
Yeah, I mean, you could certainly move Jamar Chaney to middle linebacker. I guess I don't see that happening. But you're not going to bring in a veteran who's going to make an impact. It'd be very difficult to do that. And to teach that player the scheme and to mesh and to fit all the physical requirements that you need out of that position, number one of which is the ability to run sideline to sideline in coverage. So I get it with Casey. He's got to play better, and Jamar has to play better, and Moses has to play better, and the safeties must be better. But I don't see that help coming from the outside. I think it's what Merrill said is going to come from the internal side. And I guess, Carl, what disappoints me the most about Monday or about Sunday night is I expect this team to be devastating when it has a lead. They were up 31-21, and they gave up that lead in the fourth quarter. And that just shocked me. It really shocked me.
It did me, too. But, you know, it's the old adage. You got to crawl for you know, before you can walk.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to learn from this. They're going to move on it. That's one thing Andy Reid is great on, is recovering after a loss.
Absolutely.
You know, I also want to see if I can go 2 for 2. I got the prediction right on the first Eagles-Giants game last year.
Okay.
But Bradshaw scares me. If they can keep him contained and keep that running game under control, they can bend, but don't break.
Okay.
So I'm going Eagles 27, Giants 20.
Good ball game.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good one, no doubt about that. But I think if we stay disciplined, the defense stays in their gaps. I love the defensive line last week. They were just relentless on getting the quarterback without the blitz.
Yeah.
And that was a big test. Everybody said, can they get pressure without the blitz? Well, I think we did.
Yeah,
we've got to get that interior run defense. If we do that, I think we're going to be fine. And I still think we're going to be fine. I still think we're going all the way. It's a little bump in the road.
Yeah.
But no, stay positive.
No doubt. Carl, thanks for the call. It is interesting that this defensive line has accounted for all 9 of the Eagles' quarterback sacks 2 games into the season. So they've generated the pressure with the 4-man front, which really is the ideal scenario. Clearly, there are issues with the defense in terms of areas that need to be improved, and they know that. But the fact that they can get that kind of pressure from 4 men is ideal, you know? 215-339-6709. Ouch. Daryl in D.C. Daryl, how are you?
Hey, Dave. I'm good, man.
Good, man. What's going on?
Just, you know, I wasn't too mad about the loss Sunday. I mean, like I said, we're still gelling, but when we at times when we were good, we were great. And
yeah,
it didn't scare me to the point – the Giants didn't scare me on Monday night. So I honestly think we come out with a win. It's going to be a close game because it's a division game, but we're still going
to
win.
And the Giants – and we'll get to this in a moment after your call here – are doing the talk. I just think the Giants, no matter when, what their record – they play the Eagles very, very well. They're going to be a tough team to beat on Sunday.
What's interesting is I got a call from my buddy yesterday, but Antrell Rose said if he would cover DeSean Jackson one-on-one.
Yeah, we have that ready. For those Eagles fans who aren't aware of what Antrell Rose said, here's what safety Antrell Rose said on defending wide receiver DeSean Jackson. I've handled DeSean Jackson one-on-one before, and I don't see why I wouldn't be able to do it again. He had another quote too as well, right? Do we have the other one there? Yeah, let's see the other one. Here he goes, why he wants Michael Vick to play. I don't want any excuses when we go down there and put it to him. So, hey, thanks, Antro. That goes right up on the bulletin board if there is any value in bulletin board material.
I'm trying to remember, when did he cover DeSean Jackson contained him one-on-one?
He makes a lot of – what Antro Roll does, and I like the way the Giants use him, actually. They blitz him a lot, and he makes a lot of plays. He's been forced to play in nickel situations as a cover cornerback. And, you know, the Giants have had so many injuries to their defensive backfield that they've had some difficult maneuverings with their personnel. So if he's lined up and it's DeSean Jackson and Antrell Roll, you know, that will be worth watching, that matchup right there.
I can't wait till Sunday day.
Yeah. I love the NFC East. I love the rivalry. I think the Giants rivalry is magnificent, and probably every bit as spirited as the Cowboys.
I take it back to the first week when they played the Redskins. You know, now here they get a little crazy around here, but I really wasn't impressed with their game last week or the week before with the Redskins. So, like I said, I think we still come out with a win.
And again, agreed with you there, but when you play Eagles-Giants, the Giants just play well against the Eagles.
Oh, yeah.
So expect a tough game. This will not be an easy one. Critical, critical game. As I see it, to me, it kind of sets the tone for the NFC East.
Right. The Giants and Dallas always make me the most nervous.
Well, the Eagles have struggled against the Redskins, too, over the last few years here. So it's been a split situation. If the Eagles go 6-0 in the division, guys, they're winning the NFC East.
Oh, yeah.
So give me a prediction for Sunday, Daryl.
I still think it's going to be close. I'll say 24-17.
24-17. Okay, Daryl.
All right, thanks, Dave.
Thanks so much. All right. The NFL Network did a piece, which they always do. They do everything. They do great work. And Brian Baldinger, our good buddy, who did the color analyst job in the Eagles Television Network broadcast in the preseason, updates the quarterback situation. So before we get to Andy Reid, which is coming along any minute now, let's throw it over to the guys at the NFL Network and hear what they have to say about the quarterback situation.
And Bob, better, but I'm sure not as good as Tom Coughlin and company wanted to see. The Rams basically kept the Giants in that game. The Giants took advantage of their mistakes.
Yeah, and Giants head coach Tom Coughlin mentioned on his conference call with the beat reporters a short time ago that he did see improvement, but not enough in a lot of areas. You know, they're still giving up a lot of big plays on the defensive side of the ball and giving up big chunks of yardage in the passing game, and that's a big concern. And that's something that they're going to have a short week to try to tighten up, because if you think that the Rams guys were able to get open, can you imagine what DeSean Jackson, Jeremy Maclin, Jason Avant, Brent Celek, and former Giant Steve Smith can do to you? So that is an area of concern for the Giants that they've got to get figured out in order to be more consistent defensively.
Now, curious what your thoughts were in the booth when you saw Deion Grant and Jaquan Williams feigning injuries to kind of slow down that Rams offense there in the first quarter.
Well, you know, that's a veteran savvy move by Deion Grant. I mean, I guess officially he had some cramps and it was still warm out and he went down and he went out for one play. But that turned out to be a huge sequence because the Rams had a lot of momentum going right there. The Giants were on their heels with that no huddle. And the end result of all that was that the Giants held the Rams to a field goal in that situation. So Deion Grant, 12 years in the league, you know, the veteran guys always find little tricks of the trade. And he used it to the extent. I mean, it almost looked like one of those soccer games, right? You expected the guy to come out with a little white stretcher and that he was going to go off on the side. I mean, that was pure, like, European soccer, go down and fake the injury type deal.
But, Bob, the overall reaction, and you know this, is that those guys basically, I mean, just faked the situation to see if they can get, you know, the Rams offense to slow down a little bit. Yes, it's savvy, but now he's drawing attention to it. And I'm sure now the league is going to take a look at it. I'm not sure what the league can do. I don't know what the refs can do, because you don't want to get into the business of trying to say, hey, a guy's faking something. But clearly now it's going to be highlighted.
Oh, there's no question about it, friend. That's why they changed the rule years ago that if that happens in the final 2 minutes of a half or in the final 2 minutes of a game, that you get charged a team timeout, because teams used to do that. They used to have guys go down and fake injuries to stop the clock, and they realize, hey, wait a second, they're just buying more time and getting a chance to regroup offensively or defensively. I mean, you can't expect the referee to have to make some kind of decision in that situation to determine, hey, is this guy really hurt or not? But I'm sure that the league is going to look into it and advise the ball clubs on how the situation should be handled.
Will the Giants prepare for Michael Vick this week?
Oh, you know, you have to. I mean, I think you've got to prepare for Michael Vick or potentially Vince Young, who can do some of the same things that Michael Vick would do if Michael Vick was in the lineup. And then, you know, if it is Mike Kafka, then I think you got to break out some tape of the Philadelphia Eagles offense from last year. when Kevin Cobb was the quarterback, because Kafka brings sort of a Cobb-like element to what they can do offensively. They've got their work cut out for them because they've got to prepare for both scenarios, because we might not know until game time who's going to actually be playing quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles.
When times are tough, it can be hard to find that little extra bit of money. That's why you should get the Inquirer. It comes with so many coupons and money-saving deals, savings almost fly out of its pages. Use the Inquirer every day, and those savings really, well, pile up. In fact, last year, the Inquirer carried over $129,000 worth of coupons and special ad offers. That's a heap of money. So get the Inquirer. It could be the difference between getting by and getting going.
Where do you go to find a super business? You know, the ones who do such a super job, they're backed by the super guarantee. Only Super Pages. Wherever you are, wherever you're going, you'll find the super business you need. So next time, let the good guys save the day. Get the super guarantee, only at Super Pages. In the book, on your phone, or online.
Turn left. You have arrived.
Sweet belt. E-reader for textbooks, GPS, HD video cam for lectures, gamepad. Have you ever considered this? It's got all that and more than 200,000 apps.
Technology to learn and play on the go, only at Verizon. Buy one Droid 3 by Motorola, the thinnest full QWERTY smartphone ever, for $199.99 and get another one free.
Ricoh is the official document solutions partner of the Philadelphia Eagles. Visit Ricoh at www.ricoh-usa.com.
We take a look inside the NovaCare Complex auditorium. Let's kind of look around that room. There should be a lot of media. Nice slow pan. Nah, it doesn't look like a ton more. I don't see a lot of New York media there. Well, we'll keep our eyes on that. Maybe they're going to bum rush the stage when Andy Reid comes in. Let's take a phone call here before Andy comes along with his press conference. Let's go to Rick in New Jersey. Hey, Rick, how are you?
I'm doing better, Dave. How are you?
Yeah, you don't like to lose to the Atlanta Falcons, do you?
Oh, my goodness. You know, it's funny. I mean, I'm never going to hear the end of it from my brother and his family or all of my ex-friends in Atlanta. It's going to be one of those season-long things. We'll see in the playoffs. We'll talk then.
Let's take him in the playoffs. I don't disagree with that scenario at all. I'll play in that. I'll play them in the playoffs. I'll take them anywhere, anytime.
Yeah, you know what's funny is, you know, it might end up happening is, you know, they've got the tiebreaker on us, and in the playoffs we got to go to their house and you know, our defense is going to be night and day.
Yeah.
And the score is not going to be anywhere where it will be like it was Sunday night.
I'm with you, brother.
I can't believe the 10-point, you know, we're ahead 10 points in the fourth quarter. It just, it was disheartening. It really was. I mean, my heart was in my throat that entire fourth quarter. And so, you know, it's a few days ago. I'm over it. I'm ready for the Giants. And, of course, I live in Giants country, so yep. I need to prepare myself for this weekend as well, and because I've got a lot of people in this area who are huge Giants fans. So
give me a feel on what you think will happen on Sunday.
Well, you know, obviously their DBs are hurting. I mean, with all the injuries they had, with Mike Vick coming back, with the arsenal of weapons that we have, it's no doubt that we're going to score a lot of points on them. The question really is, and it will be, I think, for the next several weeks, is just really how well is our defense going to adjust to the other team? And, you know, they have a good running game, and they have, you know, some I'm not an Eli Manning fan, but he's savvy. He can, you know, when he gets on a streak, he can
absolutely
kind of pick and choose.
Absolutely. When he gets hot, he's very good.
And he can, you know, hit those intermediate and short passes, you know, over our linebackers or whatever the case may be. So, you know, it's going to be, and like you said, they always play as tough. And, you know, we've beaten them seven games straight, including the playoffs, and that sticks in their craw. I mean, they just, you know they're bubbling up for this game, and they really want to beat us. And obviously the winner goes 2-1, and the loser goes 1-2, and has a you know, a hill to climb in the division, especially with the Redskins being 2-0 and that mirage going on in Washington D.C.
Mirage. Nobody believes in Rex Grossman.
No. I mean, come on. We've seen him. You know, I mean, I believed in him. I think the Super Bowl year temporarily, because I was forced to have him on my fantasy league. But other than that, I mean, I believe in Mike Shanahan, and I think he will put together a program that should be good at some point. But right now, you know, hey, we got to give it to him. They're 2-0.
Yep. Hey, give me a prediction for the game, Rick.
30-20.
A 10-point Eagles victory.
Yeah. And I'll have Merrill Reese on my satellite radio just like last week. So I'll be listening to him while watching the game. And let's hope we hear that.
Yes, sir. Rick, have a great day, man. You got it.
Take care.
Thanks for calling. 215-339-6709. We're waiting for Andy Reid. What is the deal with Michael Vick? Did he participate in the team walkthrough today? They have the walkthrough. Then they come in. The players grab lunch and meet the media. Andy meets the media. His press conference scheduled for right now, as a matter of fact. Vic's status still in question. Giants are talking tough. We showed you the Antrell roll talk, chatter. Hey, fans, arrive early for the home opener. Full pat-down is in effect in the NFL. Do not walk up to the stadium steps at 10-1 and expect to get there for kickoff. Get there early. We have seen very long lines in St. Louis, Atlanta, people missing the kickoff. Don't let it happen to you. We got a lot of things going on inside the stadium, including Eagles honorary alumni captain Seth Joyner, and we'll talk about that in a bit. We'll raise the flag in the north end zone. And so you won't want to miss that. And you won't want to miss Andy Reid, who's scheduled for 11:40. Let's change that to scheduled soon, coming soon. Watch the magic of that bottom third, guys. This is so cool. Anthony in Connecticut joins us. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, Dave. How's it going?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Haven't been able to catch the show. Kind of at work. But okay. I figured I'd call in to see what the latest was on Michael Vick, if there was anything.
We are going to find out.
Team news.
We are going to find out in moments as Andy Reid coming up next. Andy Reid, it meets the media here any minute now. So they have a walkthrough that they've just completed. We'll find out if Michael took part in that walkthrough. Again, the only thing we really know, Anthony, is that he's been in conversations with Andy, has done well. So, right. And this, there's obviously some rampant speculation. I know Adam Schefter reporting that he won't practice until Friday, but he will play. So who knows at this point? I think it's really a day-by-day situation, and that's the way the Eagles look at it. And they're going to make sure that Michael is healthy before he plays.
Just one quick question.
Yeah.
Who's your pick if, you know, worst-case scenario, Mike Vick can't go? Would be your choice?
My choice would be Vince Young if Vince Young is healthy. That's why the Eagles brought him in.
I agree. That's exactly what I was. Mm-hmm. I had the same conversation with a friend. So
nothing against Mike Kafka. I think he did a very fine job on Sunday, but
absolutely.
But Vince Young has won multiple games in this league. Vince Young has been to an AFC Championship. He's been to Pro Bowls. Vince Young would be my choice. Anthony, give me a prediction for Sunday.
Let's see. I'm going to say not a blowout. I'm going to go 24-17 Eagles.
Okay. A lot of tough games here. People are believing tough games.
It's a division rival. They're never easy.
That's absolutely true. Anthony, thanks. And we will
be, thanks for your time, Dave.
You got it. We'll be tweeting it out. We'll be text alerting it out as soon as Andy Reid says the deal. We'll let you know what is the situation with Michael. But as you look inside the press conference area, a whole lot of nothing going on. Now, let's see if that media crowd's picked up at all. I've seen more. I have seen more. Slower pan, Tim. Slower pan. There you go. Well done, Timothy. By the way, we'll show people the murals up on the wall. The scrims. That's Tommy McDonald right there. Very cool. Go back to the back part of the room. Reggie White. As we continue our circular mode. Can you turn it all? I guess it doesn't turn all the way around. We got to go back that way. Tommy McDonald. Then we go to the front of the auditorium. Taking a little tour around. There's Chuck Bednarik. Concrete Charlie. Oh, he would look nice in the middle of the Eagles defense. Oh, baby. And then in the back, the great Steve Van Buren with Derek Gunn standing in front of it, looking like a speck of sand, as he should. Pierre in California joins us. Hey, Pierre.
Hey, how you doing, Dave?
Great, how are you?
Yeah, I wouldn't call you the past 2 days because I was really pissed off already.
I hear you, man.
You know, before in the back days when Eagles had a 10-point lead, the defense really killed the other team.
Yep, you got to get off the field.
Big disappointment, you know. But you know what? The worst thing was Vic, but that's okay. I'll come back. The podium, I want to see Ron Jaworski, the first quarterback taking us to the Super Bowl. That's what I want to see there.
At what podium? What are you talking about?
Dave, my question is,
yes.
Are we going to stop that big running back this weekend? That's my question.
Oh, yes. The Eagles will do a good job against the run this week. I think where the Eagles match up really well is the offensive line, Giants, Eagles defensive line. I mean, look, Chris Snee is a tremendous football player. Giants kind of overturned that offensive line. And they haven't really gotten it together yet. They will. I think the Eagles have to just come after him, come after Eli Manning.
They will. That's for just Jacob. If we stop Jacob, this is a easy walk for us today. I mean, this weekend. And then did you notice end of the game, the Giants and the Rams game, when Spagnuolo wouldn't even look at the Giants coach?
Yeah, I noticed that. I noticed the handshake was very brief.
Yeah, and he wouldn't even look at his face. He was looking somewhere else. It was really, you know, I was wondering what was going on. Anyway.
I don't know.
Well, hopefully we'll do it this weekend. We're going to do it this weekend. Not hopefully. We're going to do it. And prediction is 39-10 Eagles.
Oh, boy. Okay, Pierre. Well, way to bounce back.
Yeah.
The way I look at this is, you know, the upcoming schedule, and we've shown this to you the last couple of days. We'll show it to you again. I just think this is where you have a chance to get on a run. Two home games, and while I respect the Bills and the Redskins, two winnable games on the road. So if the Eagles if they're ready to make their move, I mean, this is your chance to do it. This is a chance to get to 5-1 before the bye week. And that's the goal. So, Pierre, thank you. You look at that, and I'm not going to jump one game ahead of another, but it's time to win some football. It's time. I want the Eagles to be like they were in the early 2000s, and that is to get on these really hot streaks where you win 6 out of 7, where you win 9 in a row as they did in 2003. Was that the year? I think so. It's time. Enough playing 48 good minutes of football. Let's play 60 minutes of good football. Shannon, Fort Lauderdale. Hey, Shannon.
What's going on, Dave? How you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Real quick, if Mike Vick plays, Dave, I want you to get ready. I'm not taking them light or anything. 45-17, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Well, we have time here to talk about it. Why?
Okay.
Why such a blowout?
I think their secondary is suspect. And once we put, J-Mac, D-Jack, and Steve Smith in, it's going to be a nightmare. Then you're going to have Shady coming out the back. They still got to account for Vic. I mean, you have Kelsey blocking the way he is. And then You know Eli's favorite receiver is Asante. Now you add Asamoah. I mean, Eli always had problems. He gets nervous. When he gets nervous or he's uneasy, it's going to be a long day. I mean, in that defensive line, we may get, I want to tell you, not only 45-17, we'll have at least five sacks. Five sacks and at least one interception.
Okay. And what if Vic doesn't play?
If he doesn't play, ooh, Dave, if he doesn't play, then I see like the 24-17. The 24-17 scenario, because I still think that Kafka, I'm going to throw you for a loop, Dave. I would rather have Kafka in this Sunday over Vince, because I don't know if he's fully healthy. And I was pleased with the way Kafka brought the ball down the field. How were you? Or what do you think about it?
Yeah, no, I was very pleased. I thought he played really well. I thought he commanded the offense, ran the huddle tremendously. No false starts, no snaps that were crazy. Just looked very professional. Looked excellent. And if Vince Young is healthy, he should be the quarterback.
Yeah. If Vince Young is healthy, he's going to be good on those hot routes too.
I really think that Steve Smith's going to be a huge addition here. I hope his playing time continues to go up. I really do.
Me too. Dave, million-dollar question. When are we going to get Yoda and Captain Kirk on Philadelphia Eagles Live?
What does that mean?
Jim Washburn and
Howard Mudd?
And Mudd.
Yeah, they don't meet the media. Look, no, so there's a second chair. Breaking news. A second chair up on the podium, which would indicate Rick Burkholder joins again for a little medical update for Michael Vick. And I can hear the players in the hallway
Dave,
here, so the walkthrough's
up. Right, Austin Wild got picked up when you and I were on the phone.
Yes,
you remember that.
Yes, you are the breaking news guy.
But what are your concerns? Of course, it's the running
the
game,
run
right,
game,
Dave, with
the run game and the pass. Listen, you got to match up against their pass rush.
Yeah.
This is not official, by the way. That there's, I don't know. Ryan McCann is going to some lengths here to break it with Rick Burkholder. We are not guaranteeing it's Rick Burkholder. Could be something entirely different. But it appears that Andy Reid will be joined by Rick Burkholder up on stage there.
Dave, they don't even have a big tight end threat this year. So
no,
it's not like we got to even put Asamoah on a tight end.
No.
I mean, I'm not trying to lessen them. I'm not trying to say that, you know, I think they're a decent team, but I think that the Eagles really have a lot to prove. And
well, here we go.
I think,
here's Andy Reid.
Have a good one, buddy.
Thanks, man.
All right. I brought Rick in to talk about Michael's situation, but it started with Michael was able to, he felt good enough to do the walkthrough this morning, and so that's a positive step. And then from there, we're going to get all three of them ready to go. You know, as long as Michael continues through his process, they'll all have a chance to get themselves right for this game. So with that, I'll turn it over to Rick, and he'll give you an update here.
All right. I thought I'd take the opportunity to explain a little bit of the process so it's a little easier to understand what Coach is going through, I'm going through, what Michael's going through, and the things that we look at since game time and since I last spoke to you guys is we first look at his symptoms, and really basically the only symptoms he has right now is his neck's a little sore from the game and his jaw's a little sore from the game, and he doesn't have a whole lot of concussion symptoms. And then we look at two things, cognitive stuff, which is the impact testing I talked about before, and how he interacts in meetings and at the walkthrough and how he does with the mental stuff. And then we look at exertion. So I have different components of that with cardio, lifting, balance, and I have a whole process that he goes through in progression. And then, of course, Coach and I and our docs and his teammates as well look at his activities of daily living, how he's interacting with everybody and whether anything's off. I'll tell you right now, he's right in the middle, right in the middle of this process, right where we expected him to be, and everything's progressing. We're not going to push him ahead of where we think the process goes. We're not going to judge it right now. Like Coach said, he's going to take care of all three quarterbacks, and Michael will continue to go through the process with me. and he's doing fine right now. The MRI that I told you about, we did do on Monday, and it was negative. And he'll continue through this process. Part of that process as well, after we get all those four things lined up, is that he does have to see independent neurologist, which he hasn't seen yet, but we have it on our schedule. And then he'll meet with our team doc, Dr. Dorsheimer, as well. Questions? It'll depend on a little bit of how he does with, you know, how he did with the walkthrough today and how he does with the exercise bout this afternoon and how he does with impact testing, that kind of thing. It could be today, could be tomorrow. Somewhere in the next couple of days, we'll get him to see that independent.
Rick, if he's asymptomatic as far as concussion symptoms, what is there that could keep him from playing Sunday?
Well, he still has to. Like I said, we look at those things that I outlined. So if his impact test, which he took yesterday and is very, very close to what his baseline is, doesn't get back, or he develops symptoms, you know, just because he doesn't have symptoms today doesn't mean that he doesn't wake up with symptoms tomorrow. So, I mean, that's the process throughout the league, and it's a process with anybody. And I don't anticipate that, but that could happen. The other thing is if he just can't get the football concepts down because cognitively he does fine on impact, but he doesn't do well with the coaches, then you know something's amiss. And we weigh all that. I mean, Coach and I talk. We've talked 5, 6, 7 times a day on this. We've talked to Mike. You know, the doctors have talked about it. This is a constant monitoring situation, and we'll go throughout right to game time.
Besides the independent, you called it an independent neurologist. Who finds that guy?
No, they're independent. So the NFL was the person that selected that person. Oh yeah, they put him in your city so that they picked one for all the cities in the NFL, and it's really Dr. Elliot Pellman, who's head of the NFL medical side of it, and I'm sure that he consulted with the people at the NFL offices and possibly the Players Union, Players Association, to come up with those names, but we didn't pick that person.
Test and
within the next day or two.
And that needs to be better than what he's done so far.
Just a little bit. I mean, he's right at his baseline. I just want him to do a little bit better on it.
Since the NFL went to this the new system for the protocol, I know you study these things. Have you known of any athlete that's been able to come back the next week?
Oh yeah, there is. I mean, you just had some guys this week in the NFL.
Mild, severe, medium.
Yeah, we don't really grade them until we get through the whole process, and that's just something that we've learned over time. You know, you put a grade on them, and then it depends. It really does. Most of the experts will tell you don't grade them right away, and we haven't graded it.
How much will Michael be able to do this afternoon?
He's going to do stuff with me, and then Coach and I are going to get together. So.
But nothing in practice.
No, we'll just see. We're going to see how things go till we get to practice. And if he doesn't, if he can't go then the other two will take reps. So, yeah.
You talk about looking for a cognitive sign. I mean, not outward signs, but once he starts trying to absorb a game plan or something like that, that's complex. Have you noticed so far, any signs of that being an issue? I mean, or is he totally normal in that process?
You're not asking me that question, right?
I wouldn't have no problem with the football part. Yeah, no problem at all. He and really, I would.
He's like,
no, listen, you have to go through. This is the point. We would like every hour here is an important hour. So you're asking questions for the future. It's hard to give you the future because you want to make sure you do this the right way and go through the process. It's like playing the game. You know, the guys have to go through the process with the concussion. You have to go through the process. So that's what we're doing. And what's good right now might not be good this afternoon or tomorrow or whatever. So. On the other hand, it could be fine. So we just go through it.
Just know this, that everybody in the league has to go through this process. I mean, it's part of the new concussion protocols and everything we're all dealing with. There's guys that get to certain points and then have a setback, and there's people who sail through it. So it's, you can't predict. I mean, we're not trying to hide anything. We can't predict. It's not fair.
Players in the past
guys who have missed games because of concussion. Sean Jackson last year, Ryan Westbrook in the past. Do Michael's symptoms seem less severe?
We never compare. Just don't do it. I mean, he and I don't compare injury. Everybody's different, so we just don't compare. We just compare Michael to Michael.
What does Michael talking about to you, Rick, in terms of his desire to, get back on the field?
Well, I think I addressed this Monday. He wanted to play Sunday night, so that's not changed.
When you're talking about him going to see a neurologist and him having to pass certain things, basically, does he have to be considered symptom free for that, for you to send him there for that final analysis?
Yeah, and he's, I told you symptoms wise, he's okay. I'd like to do a little bit, just a little tad better and challenge him a little more exercise wise before I send him there. That's why I haven't sent him yet.
Has he had another impact test since the first one that he had at the game?
He didn't have an impact test at the game. That's a handwritten test. It's a computer test. He's had one impact test, so we'll get another one either today or tomorrow.
When did he have that test?
That test was yesterday. I don't even know, Tuesday.
That's something you do here.
Right, on site.
You got to do the exertional test?
Yeah, he's been going through some exertional stuff. He went through some stuff yesterday, and he's going to go through more today. It's almost like a rehab process that I go through, stage, more challenges as we go, and he's doing fine.
What kind of stuff do you do? I mean, on a bike machine or?
Yeah, bike, lifting, balance work, that kind of thing.
Until game time, will decision be made?
I'm gonna get them all ready and go. As long as they're healthy, then we'll go with the one who's the healthiest in play. So that's how I'm looking at it.
You'd like him to do a little bit better on the impact test. I mean, is that considered a symptom though? I mean, you at one point you're saying symptoms are only.
No, and that's part of the cognitive testing that I talked about, and so he's in a very close range to being right back to where he was back in the summer when he took the test.
A big broad emphasis on concussions might increase the pressure or make you more cautious about letting you play so soon. Or...
Well, the situation with everything that's going on with concussions right now is that we've tried to take testing and everything that we know about it and make it very objective. And so that makes it easier. I'm gonna tell you right now, and Coach knows this, I'm not real worried about him playing right now. I'm worried about the process that he's going through. And as we go through each step, I'll report to the people that need to know, and then we'll make a decision. So is there pressure on me? I don't think so. I don't think there's pressure on anybody. We go through a process, and that's the way it's always been here, is that you go through a process, and once you answer all that process, then the product will take care of itself. And so if he plays, he plays, and if he doesn't, he doesn't, from a concussion standpoint, because we know that he's got to answer these certain things in the process to get there.
Andy, how difficult is it going the next day or two anyway not to have clarity on exactly who's going to quarterback the team?
Yeah, well, listen, I talk to the quarterbacks about the same thing, and Marty and Doug, is that we're pretty fortunate to have three guys that we feel comfortable that can play in the game. So my message to all of them was get ready accordingly, and then we'll, as we go through this process, and then it takes place, all clear itself out, and we go play the game. And the most important thing is that we're not as focused on, we've got other things. We've got the Giants. I know this is an important thing, but in Michael's situation, but from the coaches, they've got to get themselves ready and the rest of the team to play the Giants, and who are a real good football team. So that's part of the process that's going on the side here besides the concussion.
Is Vince Young full go now?
We're just going to see how he does here this week, see how he feels, and we're continuing going through that process with him, and we'll see how it all works out.
Quarterbacks, is there any thought about bringing in a fourth?
That's not where I'm at right now, no.
I don't know, Maldi.
Yep, okay. Good.
Is this a situation where you won't announce your quarterback until game day?
Oh, I don't know. Listen, you guys are way ahead of the whole thing here. I'm worried about getting the base personnel situated today and the game plan part of that taken care of. So that's that's what we're doing, and on both sides of the football and special teams, and then we'll take it day by day. Like I said, I'm fortunate to have three guys that I know can go in games and win football games and that I feel comfortable with and that the team feels comfortable with. So you just let the thing happen. I can't give you answers right now. We'll see how it goes as we go through the process here.
You said on Monday that you weren't necessarily fully comfortable with Kafka and you kind of regretted the way you handled him on Sunday night. What if you do have to go to him on Sunday, what would change in that mentality?
I'm not sure that's exactly what I said, but my point was I probably should have let him I probably should have done more with him. It wasn't that I was not satisfied with him. I thought he actually did a very nice job. I shouldn't have been quite so cautious so early.
Will he be taking the reps with the ones today, Captain?
We're going to see first of all if Michael can, how it goes here for the next hour and a half, and then. And literally, these things, I mean, that's how these things work. I'm just taking one step at a time here. So if Michael can do it, then Michael will take it. If not, I'm at both of them in there working. So we'll just see how it goes.
When it comes to making your game plan with this uncertainty, do you have to drop a game plan that's tailored to one of these quarterback's strengths or weaknesses?
No, they all, it's what it is. I mean, they all do the same thing, and you go with it.
Andy, with all this focus on Michael, are you concerned also about your lack of depth at defensive end where you have some injuries?
I would be if I knew Hunt wasn't here and coming off of the production that he had in the preseason and years past in another league there. So I think he'll be okay to work into the rotation. JP was the other injury here along with Darrell Tapp. So and they will not practice today. So we'll just see how they do as it goes on. Parker. Not practicing.
Even if Michael's clear to play medically on Sunday, would you consider not playing him because of the risk reward?
Well, no. Listen, with the rules the way they are right now, and that's why I have Rick come in and explain all that. I don't think anybody else in the league would probably do that right there. So, but I want to make sure that we're all educated on it and we know. I'm not trying to hide anything with you here. So, but the process is the process. So, if he makes it through that, and there are a whole lot of things, steps that he has to go through. If he makes it through that, then he's okay to play. I mean, that's the way it goes. Like Jason Avant did last year. I mean, same deal. So, that's how it works.
Player that you won against in years past?
I'll tell you what, he's getting there. Right now it's just a matter of him being comfortable in the offense, and it seems like every day he's getting a little bit more comfortable. I think he's got the skill level is still the same. It's just getting him familiar and comfortable and enough reps in there. We've got a few wide receivers. We're very fortunate there to have guys, and so we've tried to work him in. But I think he's coming off a game where he had a couple nice catches, and that's a step forward, right? So he went from the five plays to no catches and to getting a couple catches and a few more plays.
Salek's back. You said there was an MRI. How'd that come out?
Yeah, he's okay. Yeah. Really, those are the only those two that I mentioned are the only two right now. So. I think the game plan, the way it's set right now, I think they all understand. But Vince has been here. Vince has done a phenomenal job of learning all this stuff. I mean, he got a ton thrown at him here, and he's done a great job of learning everything. And so, that part of it I'm comfortable with. We've just got to see how he goes through this week and where he's at. I mean, physically, I'm not gonna put either of those two in jeopardy if they can. If they're not physically there, I would never do that. So,
from a game standpoint, is this rivalry with the Giants taking on a whole new level of intensity given how last time you guys played at Lincoln?
No, listen, that's the way it's been since I've been here. The NFC East is some great rivalries there. So it's but the Giants, you know, that's what this thing's all about. This type of game, guys love it. And I think both teams, they've got, I know their friendships just by the proximity of both teams being so close together. And but when it's time to play on Sunday, it's time to play. And you know, it's always a great atmosphere.
With the defensive ends, can you use like Cullen Jenkins?
Yeah, that's how I was going to tell you that you know, Cullen's had experience there and done that. So if we need to go that route and put him into the rotation, we can do that. I mean, he did that at Green Bay, and he's done that a little bit actually for us here. So he did some last week in practice. And
two more asks you.
So. You having the same three starting linebackers at practice this week as you did in the games?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's done a good job. Now, I mentioned to our media here that it was a little different injury. When you think of the pick, microfracture surgery, you're thinking ligaments and cartilage and all these things that are involved with it. And his wasn't that. The cartilage damage and ligament damage wasn't there, so it allowed him to faster recovery. And then on top of that, he had no swelling. Now that's unusual. The swelling part, but that also helps in the healing process. So, so that, and then his work, you guys know him. I mean, his work ethic is phenomenal. So he, very determined guy.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Locker room.
Well, there you go. Andy Reid, interesting. Andy Reid and Rick Burkholder addressing the media. And updating the Michael Vick situation. So let's take a look at the headline here. Michael Vick has no concussion-like symptoms. He did participate in the morning walkthrough, and the Eagles haven't ruled out whether he will practice this afternoon. So I'm going to ask you to stay tuned and tune in tonight for Eagles Nightly. But Vick, coming along well, not quite there in terms of the baseline testing of what every player goes through prior to the season. So there is still the independent evaluation that he must go through that Rick Burkholder will send him to, wants to do just a little bit more physical activity before he sends him to that evaluation. But it does sound very positive. At the same time, Andy Reid's going to get all three quarterbacks ready to play against the Giants. News in from New York, wide receiver Dominic Hixon, who's their third wide receiver, a valuable player, and their leading punt returner, an excellent punt returner, for the second consecutive season, a torn anterior cruciate ligament. Tore that with that spectacular catch he had in the end zone Monday night against the St. Louis Rams. So all of that will be recapped tonight on Eagles Nightly starting at 7 o'clock right here exclusively on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Dave Spadaro with you here now. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, I'm going to invite in ESPN Sal Palantonio into our Xfinity studio. Talk a little Eagles and Giants.
Another good thing about GEICO is they've got, like, real live people working there 24/7. So, like, say you need to report a claim, right? A real person will be there to help you. Then you can use GEICO.com to view photos of the damage, track your claim, print an estimate. You want an English muffin? They literally hand you a toasted muffin with butter and jam. Oh, it's tasty. That's a complete dramatisation, of course, but you get my point.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Many people stop exercising because it makes them cough, wheeze, or feel tightness in their chest. Are you one of them? It may be exercise-induced bronchospasm, or EIB. These symptoms are preventable with treatment. Go to EIBandMe.com to learn more and get back to being active.
Where do you go to find a super business? You know, the ones who do such a super job, they're backed by the super guarantee. Only Super Pages. Wherever you are, wherever you're going, you'll find the super business you need. So next time, let the good guys save the day. Get the super guarantee, only at Super Pages. Online, on your phone, or in the book. Look for your Super Pages being delivered now.
She's even more beautiful now. Are you me? Quite a while from now. So, how'd I do?
You did great.
But don't forget about us. We still need financial advice. We have to protect and grow our money. You never know what's around the corner, Grandpa.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
Want the latest Eagles news as the story breaks? Then follow us at Eagles Insider on Twitter. You'll not only get breaking news, but pictures, inside information, and prize giveaways. So make sure to go to twitter.com/Eagles Insider and follow the leaders of Eagles news.
We welcome you into the studio. Dave Spadaro here, by joined by ESPN's Sal Palantonio, who has been with the Eagles every step of the way, really, since Lehigh, Sal. And, I want to talk about that.
Since 1993.
I know, it's true. But you have been basically assigned to the Eagles because it's such a compelling story. And I want to ask you this. From the time training camp began to now, has it been as compelling as you thought it would be?
Very compelling. Very intriguing. Lots of different layers. Lots of texture. And here's the thing. Two things. The Eagles move the meter by themselves. The Philadelphia Eagles as a franchise, because it's such a passionate fan base, not only locally, but nationally. You go anywhere in the country, there are Eagles fans all over the place. So when you put the Eagles on our internet site, on ESPN.com or on SportsCenter or any of our shows, people watch. Mm-hmm. And then you add the layer of Michael Vick. Then you add the layer of the so-called, you know, the dream team activity, if you will.
We don't say that on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
No, because you got Nnamdi Asamoah. You got right. Big names. You got Jason Babin. You got Colin Jenkins.
A talented team.
It's a talented team. So you have that. You have three layers of interest. And then it's me. Hey, it's Sal Palantonio.
Right. And you're local, so why not? Sal, what did you take away from Sunday's loss in Atlanta?
I took away a lot of different things, David. I took away the overall competitiveness of the defense and the ferocity with which they play, the high energy of the defense right now, I think is masking a couple of things. One, the level of inexperience that they have. And two, the fact that they've had a shortened offseason and haven't been able to work on all of the schemes that Juan Castillo and Jim Washburn want. But they're playing at a very high energetic level. So when you look at it, first quarter and fourth quarter, struggle. Second quarter, third quarter, I thought they did very well. Up until Michael Turner's 61-yard touchdown run, Turner ran for 15 yards on 12 carries. They had a good swarming, gang-tackling defense. The problem is that Casey Matthews is young. He's going to make mistakes. And when he makes mistakes, they turn into big mistakes.
Do you expect the Eagles to tweak the scheme, tweak the personnel, challenge some of these guys out there?
You know what? It's hard to change personnel. They don't have a lot of, you know, guys that they can bring in. I don't see them doing a lot in changing personnel. I think they just have to make sure that their linebackers do a better job of studying the tendencies of their opponents week in and week out and do a better job of gap discipline in run defense. If they do that, they'll get better. But all teams, David, are struggling, specifically right. in the fourth quarter. As everybody knows, the defense must be in better shape than the offense. That's just the nature of the game. You run more on defense. Now you add hurry up and no huddle to the equation, and the fact that you had a truncated off season. Teams are not in condition. They're being left out on the field longer. You're going to struggle in the fourth quarter. It's tough.
Big one on Sunday here, Lincoln Financial Field, the home season opener for the Eagles. Tons of media here. The New York Zoo is down. It's fun, really.
Yeah,
the NFC East is fun. Your early opinion of this division?
Well, I think it's wide open. You've got 3-1-1 teams. You've got two quarterbacks hurt in Romo and Vic. You got the Washington Redskins playing, you know, against teams that they should beat, right? They played two home games,
they played the Giants and the
Cardinals. They played the Giants and the Cardinals, played them at home. I am a Rex Grossman fan. I know that may sound...
You're the one.
May sound weird.
Yeah. He's playing well, though.
He's playing well, but, you know, this is a guy who was a starter at Florida in the SEC and played very well. This is a guy who took his team to the Super Bowl. Now, the old saying about Rex is good Rex, bad Rex. And you want to limit the bad Rex. And you want to, you know, make the good Rex flourish. And if there's anybody who can do that, it's Mike Shanahan. So I would say, you know, in the league right now, it's all about quarterbacks. And it's all about how you play Pro Bowl quarterbacks on the road. And last week, the Eagles had an important measuring stick. They only play three Pro Bowl caliber quarterbacks on the road this year. One of them was Matt Ryan. And they had the ball with a chance to win the game with their starting quarterback in the locker room. That's a pretty good job overall. Did they have problems? Yeah. But overall, if you can go in Atlanta with the chance to win the game in the fourth quarter, I take away from it some pretty positives, some pretty big positives.
Sal, last December, the Eagles played the Giants. It was the miracle of miracles game, the DeSean Jackson punt return for a touchdown. The Giants obviously have been asked about that every day since. Any carryover at all that game to this game?
Oh, absolutely. If you listen to Tom Coughlin's conference call last night with the New York reporters, he said specifically, and I quote, "The theme we had throughout the preseason was to finish. That is something we will present to our players again this week."
Yeah.
You know what he was talking about.
Sure.
He was talking about the breathtaking, pyrotechnic, miraculous walk-off punt return by DeSean Jackson.
It was more than that. It was 28 points in the last 8 minutes of the game from against a Giants team that had dominated Michael Vick for three quarters.
Yeah, and
really laid the blueprint out there.
They did. They had the template how to attack Michael Vick. Matter of fact, let me go next level numbers on you here, David, from ESPN Stats and Information. In the two games versus the Eagles in 2010, the Giants blitzed at least one defensive back against Michael Vick 35 times. When that happened, Vick completed just 42% of his passes.
Yeah.
Now, of course, the Eagles did win both ball games.
Mm-hmm.
Vick did have three touchdown passes in two games, but he had long stretches where he struggled against Perry Fuel's defense.
And so the Eagles have worked on that throughout the training camp, and now that has been the theme. Read the blitz, deal with the blitz. Have they done a better job against the blitz?
I would say they're doing a better job overall in recognizing and reacting, but I still think Michael Vick struggles and has struggled in the first two games in realizing, recognizing, and reacting to the unblocked defender. You know, he wears the hat for the unblocked defender. That's just the way it is. And if you listen to Howard Mudd, your offensive line coach, even in training camp, he was talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
Michael needs to look at the unblocked defender, recognize who he is, and account for him. And if he doesn't do that, he's going to continue to take hits.
I'm intrigued, Sal, that the Giants have had so many injuries in the secondary. How will they, and we don't know who the quarterback will be for the Eagles on Sunday, still a mystery, how will they cover the Eagles?
Yeah, I know they've got problems on defense, but they still have a pretty good pass rush. I mean, you know, Justin Tuck came back last week, and that was a big difference in the game against the St. Louis Rams. There's no question about that. Jason Pierre-Paul looks like he's a very good
mm-hmm.
pass rusher.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they will go at it from the point of attack, I think. They will try to do what they did last year, but do it better. And Tom Coughlin's a heck of a football coach. I mean, he really is. He really knows how to button things up when you've got problems. He knows how to create points of emphasis during a week when you're game planning against another team. And to me, you have to give a lot of respect to Tom Coughlin. This guy really knows how to coach football.
All right, so is it too early to ask you who wins the game?
It is too early because we don't really know what status specifically Mike Vick will have
on
Sunday.
He'll play, though.
I think he'll play. Question is to what level he'll play.
Yeah.
Question is how much he'll practice this week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't expect him to practice today. I expect him to start practicing tomorrow.
Okay. Sal Palantonio, ESPN, joins us in our Xfinity studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Thanks, Sal.
Okay, brother.
Are you?
Yeah, in about 15 years.
I just want to commend you for sitting in coach.
Why?
Well, you're saving, but you still need some financial advice. We need a plan to help protect and grow our money throughout our life.
Retirement isn't the finish line.
Where are you going?
Back to first class. We can afford it now.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
Turn left. You have arrived.
Sweet belt.
e-reader for textbooks, GPS, HD video cam for lectures, gamepad.
Have you ever considered this? It's got all that and more than 200,000 apps.
Technology to learn and play on the go, only at Verizon. Buy one Droid 3 by Motorola, the thinnest full QWERTY smartphone ever, for $199.99 and get another one free.
40 years. 14,610 days. 1.2 billion seconds of Gatorade science, passion, and evolution. All for the 1 second you needed. The G-Series. Prime. Perform. Recover.
When times are tough, it can be hard to find that little extra bit of money. That's why you should get the Inquirer. It comes with so many coupons and money-saving deals, savings almost fly out of its pages. Use the Inquirer every day, and those savings really, well, pile up. In fact, last year, the Inquirer carried over $129,000 worth of coupons and special ad offers. That's a heap of money. So get the Inquirer. It could be the difference between getting by and getting going.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, online banking with bill pay, and the flexible options you need to help make the pieces of your life or your business fit together a little better. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking.
Welcome back. Dave Spadaro with you, Eagles live, from the NovaCare Complex. If you are just tuning in, take a look at our headlines. Michael Vick participating in the walkthrough this morning. Eagles not ruling him out for practice this afternoon. Both Rick Burkholder, head athletic trainer, and Andy Reid, head coach, met the media. Very pleased with the progress that Michael Vick is making, recovering from the concussion he suffered Sunday night. No concussion like symptoms right now, but Eagles making sure that all three quarterbacks are ready for the New York Football Giants, who come to town without their punt returner and third wide receiver Dominique Hickson. Just a tough, and I don't like to see kids get injured. Second year in a row, he's torn his ACL. Good football player, and unfortunately tore his ACL against the Rams, making that spectacular tumbling touchdown catch. Tune in for Eagles Nightly tonight, 7 o'clock. We will give you the very latest. We will update Michael's situation. We'll update the practice situation here. It does not. This is the play that Hickson got hurt on, and last play of his year. Amazing. Amazing. What horrific luck the Giants have had this year with injuries. Just ridiculous. So we wish him the best of luck in his recovery. Good football player. As far as this team injuries, the only ones really to note are Vicks, and Jaquay Parker has a sprained ankle. So if you combine him, Parker is not practicing, Darrell Tapp not practicing because of the strained pec. Eagles down to three healthy defensive ends, Phillip Hunt being the third. Cullen Jenkins can also play the position. Eagles do not look like they're going to sign a defensive end, so they're going to go with what they have right here. Let's take a call from Gary in Tampa. Hey, Gary.
Hey, Dave. How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, Miss the Eagles, man, down here.
Well,
I can't deal with Reed with this not throwing the flag on these plays. Why aren't they getting the calls from upstairs?
Well, you clearly did not then hear the explanation. You're talking about the interception at the beginning of the third quarter.
Right.
There was no replay play. The only vantage point the Eagles get is what the networks provide, Gary, and the networks did not provide a vantage point for that play. So
I saw it on TV. I saw the ball on the ground.
After you what, live? Live, you saw it on the ground?
What's that?
You saw
on TV. They showed the ball on the ground.
After the Falcons ran a play, right?
No.
Well, the Eagles, there was no replay played until the Falcons had run a play.
That's the question. Why wasn't there upstairs call down the lead and throw a flag?
Because there was no replay played. The Eagles aren't watching the TV. They're watching the game. They're watching their position players. They've got their binoculars trained on their position players.
So you're saying we had no tape of that?
So
is that what happened? You're saying?
Here's what happens. The play is live. Questionable play. Immediately the network goes to a replay, and the coaches watch the replay and they signal down to the head coach, throw the flag. Well, there was no replay played.
I see. Oh my God.
That was the problem. I mean, and ABC apparently called, or rather ESPN, I'm sorry, NBC called and apologized to Andy Reid for not.
But Dave, they scored a touchdown on the next series.
It was a huge play, no doubt.
It was a huge play.
Yep.
And it happened last year. And you know it's going to happen in the playoffs again. You know what I mean?
It's imperfect.
Oh, my God. So they apologized to Reid about that.
Yes.
Wow.
But, Gary, we're past that now.
Yeah, but...
Let's move on.
This is the second time now, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm afraid it's going to happen in the playoffs when we really need it.
Well, here's the lesson. Don't blow a 10-point lead, all right? You can complain all you want about the play. Eagles had a 10-point lead.
Yeah, I hear you.
Gary, what's your prediction for this week?
All right, Dave, take it easy.
No, give me a prediction.
Yeah, I'm down here. I'm hoping Vic play. I mean, the Giants have nobody, so it's they have no receivers. And if Vic plays a decent game, and I'm just a little worried about our linebackers. Turner ripped him up the middle there, so I'm a little worried about that. But I think we should pull it out, 20-10.
Okay, thank you. There is a report, by the way, and we don't confirm this, but Jeff McClain from the Philadelphia Inquirer went into the locker room clearly with a mission, and he tweets. Thanks, Gary. That. Jamar Chaney is starting at middle linebacker. That is a report. We will obviously update that when we get official word. Don't know the configuration of the rest of it. I don't know. All right, so we're looking at the Atlanta Falcons game here, but it does sound like the Eagles are going to make some tweaks here. And again, that report from Jeff McClain, Philadelphia Inquirer, that Jamar Chaney now is the middle linebacker. Let's go back to Atlanta from the sidelines. Some really in-depth behind-the-scenes sight and sounds that we have for you here. We'll take some more phone calls on the other side. A lot to get to from the locker room as well. But finally, our last look at the Eagles-Falcons game Sunday night, the sights and sounds.
Let's step this game up today, man. Let's go crazy out there. Crazy on three, 1, 2, 3.
Crazy.
Hey. 1, 2, 3.
Up front.
We get to do it together, baby. And can't nobody stop us. And they won't. They never will. And we end it to the end. Hey, together on three. 1, 2, 3.
Together.
Be aware of where the ball's going. Be aware of where the ball's going. And the more it's behind you, the thicker we hit them. Block for it. And be clean with your hands.
Watch the ball for the spot.
Watch the ball all the way. He's sharp back there. Give this guy some room.
100 regular season games for Michael Vick as he returns to the spot where he launched his NFL career 10 years ago.
On that last run before Cullen sacked, you were not technique. Did they arc release outside and try to track you? Came up, kind of stopped, went down.
Firing and wide open for the touchdown is Jeremy Maclin. Vic rolled left, off balance, through right.
Hey, you look good. Sir, you got the other hand up there?
That's like cut
it
off.
I don't know. It seemed like you got your body got caught in this position where you couldn't get it all the way around.
Good. Vic screens out on the far side. He's got Macklin at the 30. 25-20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Jeremy Maclin. Great block by Jason Peters.
Hold up. You hit that thing so fast, all I did was like this. I couldn't block him or nothing.
Hey, JP.
Woo! Running with it is Shady McCoy at the 5. He's in for the touchdown. The Eagles take the lead. On first down. Goes to McCoy, up the middle, he's in for the touchdown! Shady McCoy, his second of the night!
This offensive line just doing one heck of a job. They are latching on to these defenders, not allowing them to get off.
Where do you go to find a super business? You know, the ones who do such a super job, they're backed by the super guarantee. Only Super Pages. Wherever you are, wherever you're going, you'll find the super business you need. So next time, let the good guys save the day. Get the super guarantee, only at Super Pages. Online, on your phone, or in the book. Look for your Super Pages being delivered now.
Can't fool people. Nothing sells like the truth. From our fresh pack sauce to our fresh veggies to our 100% fresh dough, never frozen, at Papa John's, we believe fresh is better. Nobody does what Papa John's does.
Carry out a large one-topping pizza for only $7.99. That's a large Papa John's pizza with your choice of one topping for only $7.99. Carry out only.
Everything's better when Papa's in the house. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Saving for our child's college fund was getting expensive.
Yes, it was. So to save some money, we taught our five-year-old how to dunk.
Scholarship! Honey, go get him.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And we're back. Dave Spadaro with you here again. So the report from the locker room from Jeff McClain from the Inquirer is that Chaney is a middle linebacker. Foku moves to the strong side. Casey Matthews, weak side. We will find out if it's true. Let's take a phone call. Our buddy Ace from D.C. calling. Hey, Ace.
What's up, Dave?
How are you?
Hey, check this out.
Yeah.
First, let me say, you my man. Bo Wolf, my man.
Mm-hmm.
Who I miss?
Chris McPherson.
Chris McPherson, my man. Okay. Everybody to answer the phone. They my man.
That's Colin.
Check it out.
Okay.
This is my last day calling, and I literally
Why?
Mean it.
Dave. Why?
Check it out. I'm a beat. You want me to tell you the truth?
Yeah.
I think this site is kind of one-sided. Now, I understand that you in the building, right, Dave?
We're not. What do you mean
now,
one-sided? I never censor anybody's call.
I'm not saying you. So I don't really... And, you know, I understand that you're a reporter and you're doing your job. I don't expect you to always agree with me on everything. But most of the time, it's crazy sometimes that, you know, the reason why I say what I say on this site is because I never hear anything bad. All right? It's always this situation with the Michael Vick situation.
What do you mean you hear nothing bad? We've been talking about a loss for the last 3 days.
Nah, but I've been, at the same time, Dave, I hear you blaming on the defense for not holding the lead.
I blame it on everybody. Wait. Ace, right. But I blame somebody. Isn't that bad? Like, what do you want? Like, I never understood this. I never understood when people say to me, Spadaro, you never criticized the Eagles. Well, you know, since I've been here, Ace, in 87, think about all the when you win 10 games, 11 games every year, not a lot to complain. Hold on, let me finish, too. I'll let you speak. But this is a good football team. They lost a game. We criticized the Eagles for losing a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter. Do you want to go beyond that? What else is legitimate criticism?
Hey, Dave, legitimate criticism,
yeah.
Okay, is criticism of the head coach.
Fine, criticize him.
Right, hold up, Dave. Just hear me out. Okay, man, for every beautiful, great thing on this team, it's a major flaw. For everything DeSean Jackson can do, he can't catch. For every great thing McCoy can do, he can't block.
But this is where you're. But this is where you come off being completely ridiculous, and I would say so many other things.
That's not fair to say that you can't call me.
But yes, I can. If you're saying
that's what actually happens, Dave.
But Ace, you're criticizing two Pro Bowl players.
I can go down the line.
Yeah, go down the line.
I do know.
Go find me all the perfect players in the NFL.
I understand that. That's, it's easy to make that argument. But all I'm saying is, to me, this is a coach's problem, okay? There's no way, just like the Casey Matthews thing that we just saw. Okay, tell me how this fixed the problem. If all of them too small and they all bite, how is moving one to the other side going to help the situation? To me, that's done to, you know, quiet people down. That means don't change my system. My motto is, if Andy Reid don't change his ways or get a new coaching staff, because I'm cool with Andy, he needs a new staff. If that don't happen, we're in the same situation. We'll wind up being 10-6 because what will happen is what happened Saturday, okay? Running backs. I'm not blaming McCoy for Vic getting hurt, but McCoy has a problem with blocking. Our quarterback get hit too much. Now, to me, why start Vic? That all goes to show that we don't care about our players. Number one, we don't pay them. It's almost like we shouldn't go get a linebacker because he might cost too much. But we want to win a Super Bowl.
Did you just say the Eagles don't pay their players?
I'm saying
seriously, like the Ace.
We need a linebacker.
Ace, you can't get who? Who? Who?
I couldn't just throw you a name, but I'm pretty sure that Howie Roseman,
Ace,
working his magic in
Ace,
the cornerback,
you can't go out and get all these guys the Eagles got. You can't have Pro Bowl players at every position.
That, Dave.
You can't.
It seems like fans always think I'm saying, let's get magical. All I'm saying is I want to see something different. What is different from last year? It's not. We still do the same running plays, the fumble.
No,
on
no.
The
see, that's what's interesting. That's where you don't know. That's where you don't know what you're talking about. Completely different run scheme this year. Completely different. Completely different. It's a zone run. It's a zone run scheme right now. Was never like
we
that.
We are so predictable. We shotgun on
Holy
first
God.
Down every time.
Who cares?
I'm sure that the NFL is on to what we're doing. It seems
absolutely.
Like.
Absolutely. And the Eagles have scored 31 points in each of their first two
right.
games.
But why is it that we can't hold a lead? Why do we got to be this team that just
they didn't. Hey, hey,
throw the ball?
Yo. Yo, come on, man.
I was winning the Super Bowl.
Ace, I want. I listen, Ace, I know you are speaking out of frustration. But stop with the extremes, the always this, the same that, nothing changes there. It's not true. You're a smart guy. You're a smart guy, and you're speaking nonsense. The Eagles are.
This is the same situation we was in last year with Kevin Cobb.
It is not. It's not even close to the same situation.
If we play Vic, hey man, we just gave this man $100 million. Why are we even playing?
Which is not accurate. Which is not accurate either.
Okay.
Which is so get to the table with some accuracies, okay? Let's first talk about playing Vic. The Eagles will not clear Vic until he is medically cleared, and he will not play until that point.
That shouldn't even be in the conversation because guess what?
What?
I honestly believe that Andy Reid will put him on the field if he can play.
Absolutely. I would put him on the field if he can play too.
But why? We just gave him $100 million. And
because he's healthy. Because he is healthy. Because he won't be. Because he's
can't win Super Bowls with no loyalty.
Hey,
okay?
Loyalty.
Now, I've noticed that.
Wait, you tell me the Eagles don't have players who signed second and third contracts here?
Mean, we sign players who really don't benefit us. Asante Samuel was a great signing, but he's not somebody that's going to take us to the next level.
Oh my gosh!
Right? You know, that's what I think. I think when I say Andy Reid needs to change his coordinators and coaches. Hey, man, I don't see nothing different from what we do. I want to see some running. I'm tired of seeing the scat back, the McCoys. We got Ronnie Brown. I think he had three carries the other day. Why did we get him?
Did you know that Shady is second in the NFC in rushing? Does that mean anything to you? 1 yard behind
running,
1 yard behind Adrian Peterson?
Day. I watch football. I played football. Dave, look,
great.
My real name, I'm going to tell you, look, my real name is Stephen Paul Warfield. I got football in my blood, Dave. Okay, listen to
which makes some of the things you say so bizarre.
How is it bizarre?
Because you're speaking like Eagles. Because you don't make any sense. You're not making any sense.
How can that not be making any sense? If we're getting smashed by linebackers, we can't score.
Oh my gosh,
I mean,
we can't this. We can't
yeah,
this.
It's like
here's how you don't make sense. When you say we can't score. What kind of sense is that? The Eagles just scored 31 points on the road.
We scored 31, Dave. Hmm? We're not made to do that. And if it's no, everybody's scoring 31 points.
Then why? Then you shouldn't complain about. Then you shouldn't complain about the Eagles' defense.
Okay, let me ask you this, Dave: Is Buffalo looking better than us? And be honest, to be as a football fan and not be an Eagle fan, does Buffalo's offense look better than ours?
Buffalo's offense, and I only saw bits and pieces of it the other day, really explosive. They've played two horrific defenses and have done a very good job, and I give them a lot of credit. And we'll see them in 3 weeks, and we'll know for sure then. How about that? Right. How about that for an intelligent, balanced answer?
I'm going to end it with this, Dave. I watched the New Orleans Saints come from nowhere and
awesome.
Win the Super Bowl.
Awesome team.
Right? I'm watching the Detroit Lions change the game, okay? D tackles, mm-hmm. big linebackers, cornerbacks, and big wide receivers. They're going to be the next ones to go past us.
Okay.
The Arizona Cardinals went past us. That's because their organization is not doing the same thing over and over, okay? They went and got big wide receivers. That's what's in. If we comparing ourselves to Green Bay, our wide receivers are nothing like this. All theirs are tall.
Okay, so you have gone on the record saying that the Detroit Lions organization has gone past the Philadelphia Eagles. Is that correct?
As far as chasing a Super Bowl and wanting to win, hey, Dave, I think you know for a fact in
Seriously.
The back of your mind.
Hey, Ace.
Is right now better than ours.
Ace.
Okay? I love Michael Vick, but Michael Vick doing a terrible job. Okay?
Ace, do you have a prediction?
This is not a show. We need to win.
Do you have a prediction for this game?
Hey, look, Dave, hey. I, you already know I'm not in the prediction business because I don't
Come
have
on.
Confidence in my team. But if I had to pick, we yes. playing the Giants with a beat-up Vic or Kafka. Hey, if we win by three.
So hey, can I put you? All right, so wait, since the Eagles can't score, let's go 17-14?
No, I don't think if anything, let's go 34-31. Because
31.
We are going to give up 30 points a game.
Okay.
And everybody like to talk about how much we score, but they never like to see how much we give up. All right? You can't win games like that in this league.
Ace, I love you. Don't be a stranger. And please call back.
Hey, I'm always watching, but I just won't call.
Come on.
Man.
Come on. I've come to need you. I've come to need you. You must call.
Hey, look, man, I love this thing, Dave, but some of these fans on here, man, I'm a football person. I'm not into
Why don't you come? Who cares? Don't listen to what other people say. When you – listen, I made a living on ignoring what people say about me. I don't care. When we come to D.C., why don't you come to the team hotel and you and I have a little bite to eat together?
My man, Dave, you already know I love you.
All right?
I got you, Dave.
All right, dude. All right, let's do that. So you got to call me. You got to contact me, Ace.
I got you. I got you.
All right. That's the great Ace. Thank you, Ace, from D.C.
No problem.
Do we have anything from the locker room? I'm flustered now. Ace has thrown me off my game here. The man of maddening inconsistencies. Eagles can't score. Eagles defense gives up too many points. Okay. Home. You run across these fans, and it's all it is with Ace is frustration. All it is with Ace is frustration. So don't call in and start ripping Ace. He's just like you guys are. He's just like me. He just wants the Eagles to win. Yeah, it's a little bit more verbal, a little bit more crazy. But we love you, Ace. And I'm going to bring down an autographed... by the way, for the old-time Eagles fans... I was happening across television last night and saw on The Biggest Loser, yes, Antone Davis, former first-round draft pick, on there. It just jolts you back to reality how this is a fantasy, this world. And a lot of these guys just cannot handle the real world. All right, George in Virginia. George?
You.
What's up, dude?
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm right, man. What's going on with Ace, man? That cat losing his mind.
Yes, he is. I think he is.
I mean, look, honestly, we were dominating that game. We gave it up in the end, but we were dominating the Falcons. We were way better than the Falcons were that game.
Yes.
That day. We just lost it in the end.
I agree. A shame. And it was a shame. And it's certainly the Eagles need to be better than that. they can't lose leads like that. They can't lose games where they have just such a that moment of domination. So we'll see how they rebound.
Yeah, they need. I mean, for real, they really need to rebound like greatly because the Jazz are talking so much crap. For what? They're not even doing nothing yet.
Throw that graphic back on there, Ryan. What the great Antrell Roll said here. Amazing that they are talking a lot of smack, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, come on. You can check D. Jackson one on one. You got to be out your mind. You gonna get killed. You gonna look like what LeBron Landry looked like against the Redskins, falling on the ground.
Yep.
He gonna be looking at you while he backs into the end zone again.
I'm with you. I am with you. I don't know what the deal is there with these guys and what they're saying and being so brash. It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. But hey, George, you know, I want to make sure the Eagles don't fall into the "we've got this game, no problem," because the Giants are going to play a good football game on Sunday, and it's going to be a really difficult game.
Yeah, I mean, they always play as tough. It's always going to be a knock them out, drag them down fight. You know, that's how all Eagles Giants games. I just want to win, and I want us to come out healthy because they're going to be trying to. They're going to be extra hype and want to do stupid hits and stuff like that. So
I'm with you. Yep, I agree. You got a prediction for the game?
Whew, Eagles Giants, man. Let's see here. Their offense is looking ugly. Their secondary is banged up, but they always play us tough. I'm gonna say for real though, and I'm gonna say we can score 30 points again. So I'm gonna give us another 30. Another, like, 35-17,
yes,
something like that.
35-17. And we got three people at 35-17. But that's fine, because I just want to see a win. Hey, George, thanks.
No problem, man.
And I do think the Eagles will score points. But, again, to do it, they've got to block Tuck and Pierre-Paul and Umenyora if he plays and all the crew. Here is Justin Tuck. Ghosts from the past, talking about last year's 38-31 loss to the Eagles. Last year will linger with me until I die. I mean, that is powerful stuff. That is power. That goes to show just how very deep that loss went for the New York Giants. All right, Mike Kafka in the locker room speaking to reporters. We don't know who the quarterback is going to be for the Eagles on Sunday, so all three quarterbacks are getting ready, including Kafka. 7 of 9 in his playing debut, regular season debut on Sunday night in Atlanta, did a very nice job, and today he talks to the media.
Well, obviously you're drawing a lot of attention this week. Do you know where you stand at this particular time? Or?
Well, right now we're just going to continue to work and get better in practice and take it one day at a time.
When you look at what you were able to do on the national platform on Sunday night, how much does that enhance the confidence going into this week if you are the guy taking all the snaps this week?
It definitely gives you confidence. Obviously, there were some things we can get better at. But, you know, going off last week, we're over that and we're moving past that and we're on to the next game, and that's the Giants.
Mm-hmm. If it comes to it, how ready are you for your first NFL start in a big game like this?
Yeah, well, like I said, you got to take it one day at a time, prepare the best you can. You know, besides for that, you know, just take it one play at a time and really focus in on having a good week of practice.
Does it seem any different this week?
No. I mean, since I got here, you got to prepare the same way, and that was my approach from day one. Prepare the same way, prepare as if you're the starter, and take it from there.
What did Mike seem like out in the walkthrough? You know, he was out for the walkthrough.
Mm-hmm. Well, he seemed fine. Seemed normal to me. I mean, Coach Reed will come up with that decision, and we'll go from there.
Having worked in prepare for this, how exciting of a time is this for you if the call does come and you are the guy for Sunday home opener Giants and FC rival? How exciting of a time is this for you?
Well, I mean, our whole approach will be to, you know, execute our offense and do that at a high level.
What were your emotions like going into the game on Sunday for your first regular season game?
It was exciting, but, you know, I have a job to do, so the best I can do that is just by executing, doing my job, and playing within the offense.
Do you feel like you showed enough to definitively have yourself, at least for this week, move ahead of Vince Young?
Well, you know, Coach Reed has a plan and a role for everybody, so whatever role that is for me, I'm going to do it the best I can.
Do you expect to start with the first team in practice today, Mike?
Well, we'll see what Coach Reed has a plan for. Obviously, we got to be ready for anything, so we'll do that.
Ready for anything. What do you expect out of the Giants?
Well, I'm not gonna give away our game plan here, but you know, we just gotta execute our offense. It's a lot about us and doing what we do.
You expect them to come right after you, though?
Well, that's what they've shown. So like I said before, we gotta take care of our business first as an offense. All 11 guys working together. And keep a nice tempo, and I think we'll be all right.
When you see them, what stands out in terms of their players, their personnel, their schemes? What stands out among them? What you see of them?
Yeah, well, they're an aggressive defense, so we got to be able to match that. And like I said, as long as we execute offensively and do what we do on offense and take care of our jobs and responsibilities, we'll be okay.
Doing it in a preseason game is one thing, but did you do some things Sunday night in a pressure cooker that even maybe surprised yourself a little bit?
Well, you know, you have to be able to execute the offense at any point in the game. And Coach Reed and Coach Morningwig, they come with a great plan every week. And as a quarterback, you have to do your job and execute it. So when it's your time to give the ball to the playmakers, that's what you have to do.
How big of a game is this for the team, coming off the close loss, first home game, first division game?
Yeah, well, I mean, every game is big. Every game is big. So as long as we go in with the right mindset and execute offensively, and do our responsibilities, we'll have a good shot.
Andy said he's kicking himself because he was too conservative with you in the game Sunday. At times, did you go and try to lobby for him to open things up a little bit?
No, Coach Reed and Coach Morningwig, they call the shots. And as players, we have to be able to execute no matter what they call. And that comes on the responsibility of the players.
But hearing him say that, knowing he said he should have had more trust in you because he does have a lot of faith in you, that's got to make you feel good.
It does. I mean, the thing is, though, as players, we have to be able to execute any play they call.
They always talk about how it takes 3 to 4 years for a quarterback to fully grasp Andy Reid's offense. Do you have a firm grip on everything in the offense, or is there still some things that have to be ironed out?
I have a lot of confidence in myself and my abilities. You know, Coach Reed puts a lot on the quarterback and puts a lot on the offense. So, like I said, if we go back and as an offense, 11-man operation, go and execute and do what we do, every single time. I mean, this is going to be a running thing. I'm going to tell you that right now. We have to execute offensively, all 11 guys. It's you know, so we go from there and have a good week of practice. It's going to put us and give us a good opportunity to go and win the game.
How do you like all this attention you're getting?
I mean, it's great. I know we haven't made a decision on who's going to be the quarterback yet. So we're all working. We're all working to get better. So we're all working to get better at these little things that we have to really hone down on, and especially for this week.
Do you feel sorry for Mike that he has to deal with this every week?
I understand now. In the past, it was been hard for me to get to my locker room, but now I understand what Mike is going through.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, that is Mike Kafka, who certainly is approaching this with great maturity, and he will be prepared for the Giants if he gets the call again. We do not know who's playing the quarterback position. Michael Vick went through the walkthrough on Wednesday morning this morning and could take part in practice in some capacity this afternoon. We just don't know yet. We will have our cameras out there at 1:30, and we'll cover that on Eagles Nightly. The other piece of news being reported is that the Eagles are going to shift their linebackers around and go with Jamar Chaney at middle linebacker, go with Moses Foku on the strong side, and go with Casey Matthews on the weak side. So let's take a look at that in a moment with Moses Foku. First, let's go to Damien in Atlanta. Hey, Damien.
Hey, Dave. I didn't call in a while.
Yeah, where
you been?
I've been
busy at work, but I was at the game last week. Not really worried about the Falcons' loss because I just feel that we spotted them 14 points off of the turnovers. They only had two good drives all game. Only thing that, you know, I know everybody's, you know, criticizing the linebackers, but I know that's going to take some time. How about the safeties? I mean, is Nate Allen going to be back?
I think Nate Allen's got a chance to play a little bit more. I don't know, though, if he is going to step into the starting lineup. But I think his patellar tendon injury is getting better. And I think, you know, the idea is that they want to get Nate ready to go. Just don't know when that's going to be. But clearly, though, the middle of the defense is where the focus is, the emphasis on improving. That is the area where offenses are attacking. So we'll see. Do you have a prediction for Sunday?
The prediction for Sunday, I say 30 to 13.
30 to 13? Yeah, go ahead.
Also, do you think that there is a need to get another linebacker since, I mean, we're going to face all the big backs?
I just don't know. And thanks for the call, Demean. I just... We gonna bring back Jeremiah Trotter here, LeVon Kirkland? I mean, no. I think your best option is to get better with what you do here, with what you have. And if the Eagles are in fact moving Jamar Chaney back to middle linebacker, I think he's a very fine middle linebacker. So we'll see. Moses Foku, strong side linebacker, weak side linebacker. What's his role? Let's see if he talks about it. Two reporters in the Eagles locker room.
Beaten them the last six times and the way you won last year, how much do you think you're in their heads a little bit as you get ready for this thing?
Oh, we definitely got to be in their heads right now. I mean, especially from the way we came back and stole that game from them last year. Although it's a big rivalry, I think, you know, they're actually, you know, even more hungry and you know, want some revenge right now. So, you know, we got to prepare ourselves for a hard-fought game and, you know, go out there and handle business.
What do you remember about the punt return? I remember there's a great shot of you running on the field celebrating, but what do you remember about the return last year?
I remember Deshaun dropping the ball. Had he not dropped that ball for that split second, I don't think things would have opened up the way it did for him. And then, him running sideways to make sure the clock pretty much ran out before he scored. That was a pretty cool. And then, you know, it was just an amazing feeling to win to get the ball the game that way.
What have you seen with the running game and doing all that kind of stuff? Have you guys kind of identified the issue at this point?
Yeah, I mean, they got two pretty good backs over there, you know. And then, you know, they have a spectacular receiver Hakeem Nicks?
Yeah.
You know, they're going to pound the rock with Bradshaw and Big 27 Jacobs. You know, they're a power team. They're going to try to establish the run game early. They're a rhythm team. Try to get on the rhythm with Eli and then where he gets comfortable, and then just try to beat you that way.
Now, they've become more of a passing team since about the last 4 or 5 years. Eli's thrown from 3,800 to 4,000 yards.
Yeah.
Do you expect them, though, to be more run-oriented after looking at the tape and watching your guys' defense for the first two games?
I think, you know, especially with them, with some of the receivers going down, mm-hmm. I think they're going to try to establish the run probably earlier than later. And then, you know, try to get those young receivers, you know, easy routes so they can get in the rhythm. Because Eli, he needs to get in the rhythm. And then, you know, when he gets pressure, he gets a little confused. So I think they're going to try to establish the run, control the game that way, and then, you know, then probably start dumping it down.
You had said last week that you guys still didn't put your stamp as linebackers on the defense, and that it was, you know, it's got to be done. Do you still feel like that's the case?
Definitely. Week in and week out. Until I think we feel that we can establish a stop in the run in this defense, I think, and every week we're going to get challenged.
What have you seen in the big plays that broke off? Like that's, you know, the 61-yarder by Turner. I mean, what's the common denominator there of what's breaking down?
And in that big play, everything was in play. Everything was set correctly. It's just that it was a pulling guard, and then somebody didn't get over top fast enough, and then he just, you know, he broke it, and he ran pretty well.
You think that the Giants are kind of looking at that tape to figure out
At the end of the day, you can't fool people. Nothing sells like the truth. From our fresh pack sauce, to our fresh veggies, to our 100% fresh dough, never frozen, at Papa John's, we believe fresh is better. Nobody does what Papa John's does.
Carry out a large one-topping pizza for only $7.99. That's a large Papa John's pizza with your choice of one topping for only $7.99. Carry out only.
Everything's better when Papa's in the house. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Many people stop exercising because it makes them cough, wheeze, or feel tightness in their chest. Are you one of them? It may be exercise-induced bronchospasm, or EIB. These symptoms are preventable with treatment. Go to EIBandMe.com to learn more and get back to being active.
RICO is the official document solutions partner of the Philadelphia Eagles. Visit RICO at www.rico-usa.com.
Host your next important event at Lincoln Financial Field. With a wide variety of spaces and amenities, Lincoln Financial Field is the perfect place to host an event of any size. Each of our spaces offer a unique atmosphere that can be customized to suit your needs. From corporate events, galas, and banquets, to weddings and other social events, Lincoln Financial Field offers you the chance to make your events a guaranteed success and wow your attendees.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking. From Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, Better Banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, online banking with bill pay, and the flexible options you need to help make the pieces of your life or your business fit together a little better. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking.
On Eagles Live, we, by the way, another tweet went out from another reporter saying that Moses Folkoud's staying at the weak side position. So who knows what's going on at linebacker? We'll find out, and we'll catch you all up to date tonight, Eagles Nightly at 7 o'clock. Please join us here live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Thanks for joining me, Dave Spadaro, on Eagles Live. We continue to monitor everything that's going on with this football team, and we thank you for joining us here on Eagles Live. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.
Challenge each other.
You want? I'll fight for it. Let's go.